Tantor Audio presents The Main Squeeze by Shelley Laurenston. Narrated by Charlotte Kane. Prologue. As soon as the earrings and shoes came off, he knew it was a brawl. A brawl he wanted no part of, especially when he'd been trying to sneak out. And one of the hardest things for someone like him to do was sneak anywhere. Yet he couldn't walk away. He couldn't turn his back. This was his friend's wedding, and he wouldn't let a couple of cats ruin it because they couldn't hold their liquor or their predatory instinct to maul. But maybe, just maybe, if he diffused this fast enough, he could still make it out without being caught. The key was to prevent an audience. No audience, no witnesses, and sneaking away could continue. There, a goal. He liked goals. And with that goal solidly in mind, Lachlan Locke McCreary walked through the trees surrounding the Long Island, New York property that held his friend's wedding. He'd never been to a wedding at a castle before, but it fit the style of the bride, who brought geekiness to a whole new level. In fact, she was the one who told him to go. Wait, that wasn't right. She didn't tell him to go. She'd told him to make a break for it, before the hounds of darkness come for you and destroy our plans to release our people from their enslavement. Go, Lachlan McCreary of the Clan McCreary, go, and don't look back, my friend. It would seem strange to those who didn't know her, but Locke knew it was simply Jessica Ward's way of saying, could you look more miserable? Just go already. He'd never been so grateful, although it wasn't Jess's fault he was having a miserable time. He did a little better at full human events, since he mostly received the shock.